Today on A Moment of Science, how humans are like rats.
Hey, who are you calling a rat?
Nobody, Yael. However, one argument against scientific experiments involving animals is that physiological differences between humans and other species is so great that an animal's response to a certain procedure or medication actually tells us nothing about the likely human response. Sound familiar?
It sure does. And Don, I have to admit, it makes sense to me. We seem pretty different from rats with their long tails and beady eyes.
In actual fact, though, humans and rats are actually more alike than they are different. For one thing, we're both mammals and give birth to living young. We're both warm-blooded, and rats eat everything we do.
And some things we don't.
And live where we live.
Tell me about it. Rats spreading disease have caused more deaths than all the wars we've ever fought.
Yes, but more importantly, rats and humans often suffer from the same diseases. That's because humans and rats have the same basic physiology, similar organs, and similar body plans. We both control our body chemistry using similar hormones. We both have nervous systems that work in the same way. And we both react similarly to infection and injury. There's absolutely no doubt that research on rats and other species has done a lot to advance modern medicine.
I don't know, Don. There's just something about experimenting on rats that doesn't seem right to me.
Yes, the ethics of animal testing can be pretty murky, but that certainly isn't because animal testing tells us nothing about humans, but rather because it so often does.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown, with help from Tony Mesher in the Medical Sciences program. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.